Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's a beautiful day, and we are so thankful to you for the gift of this day, that we get to enjoy it. That we come to you, Father, in humble adoration for your love for us, your amazing grace and your amazing love. You are sovereign over heaven and earth. And though there might be conflict among nations or within individuals and families and communities, you are sovereign. And so we lay our life before you. And we thank you for the gift of your Son, who laid down his life that we might be set free. So, Father, we come to you, admitting our sins, acknowledging that it's only through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we are forgiven of our sins. And as free people, we come to you this morning. With saints from all around the world, we gather together to sing your praises. We thank you that you are here present among us, and so we ask, Father, that all that we do and say this morning might bring glory and honor to your name. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. Yeah. So focusing on studies, that's probably not a bad thing. Yes. All right, I'm going to pray for Ismael here and his family. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm very grateful for Ismael and what you have done in his life through the works of our Vacation Bible School over the years. And God, I lift him up to you as he prepares to move to Monterey, that he would be a light there, that he would take the life-giving hope that he has now in you to Monterey. And God, I pray that whenever he is at home, I pray that the light that he has would bring hope to the people of King City. God, I pray that as the little kids of King City look up to this track star, they would see beyond the track star and see you. And that whenever he is around King City, that he would bring hope and life and love and joy and peace to their community. Lord, it's a community that needs you. And it's so exciting to know that you have planted Ismael there and his family. We ask that you would use him in King City, that you would use him in Monterey. We pray for his siblings who are freshmen at King City High School, God. We pray that you would stir up the Holy Spirit within them, that you would use them to change King City High School themselves. So God, we are just very grateful for your faithfulness to us. And thank you for Ismael and his life and his love for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good morning. It's really good to be back. I missed my church family. Yeah, it's really good. Thanks, Patty. So it's really good to be back with you all. And in my time away, I've been struck by a lot of things, but for one, the significance and the importance of the meal we're about to take together. And what I'd like to do is just share a short reflection about communion with you all, and we could talk about a lot of things, but I'd like to just share three quick things about communion to prepare our hearts this morning. And the three things center on the three words: participation, anticipation, and vocation. So participation. We are participating today in this meal as a family. And we are participating as a family with the Lord through the Spirit. He participates with us in this meal. As Gordon Smith has said, the communion is not merely a cerebral, intellectual activity. It takes us into an encounter with the very one with whom we remember through the Spirit. And by participating as a body this morning, as a family, we are unified as a church. We're the body of Christ with him as the head, and we participate together, unified this morning. One church father has said that communion is the very sign of church unity. So it cannot be understated that this unity crosses social, ethnic, gender, even denominational boundaries. We are one in Christ through the Spirit. All who name Jesus as Lord may participate with no exclusions, together as one, reflecting the communal, relational, and unified Trinitarian God that we worship. So we participate together this morning. What about anticipation? The repetition of this meal should generate a life of hopeful anticipation in us. Living in a culture which many times feels discouraging and desperate, coming to this meal brings hope. This meal quenches our thirst for hope. We stand between the two comings of Jesus, and this meal looks forward in hopeful anticipation of Jesus' second coming. As 1 Corinthians reminds us, we proclaim his death until he comes again. Furthermore, this meal images and looks forward to the wedding supper of the Lamb, where there will be a great multitude from every nation and tribe and people and language. What a day that will be. So every time we take this meal, we should imagine heaven as we participate. So that's participation and anticipation. What about vocation? It's a bit of a weird word to use maybe for this meal. But on this Sunday especially, as we celebrate King City and we celebrate Service Sunday, the missions that our church participates in, this meal actually should awaken in us our vocation, our mission of drawing a lost world to Christ. This meal should revive in us an excitement for the gospel. Because our God is for all people. Amen. He's for all people, not just in here, but also out there. So you middle schoolers and you high schoolers, when you go to school tomorrow and you go into your homeroom, if that's what they still call it, if you go into your homeroom, you can look around at your classmates and you know that your God is for all of them too. He's even for your teachers, if you can believe that. And for those of you going to work tomorrow morning, you can walk into your office and look around at your colleagues, and you know that the God you worship is for all of them, and even your boss. Our God is for everyone, for all people. So we are gathered every Sunday in order to be sent. So we come to this meal gathered, remembering that we are to be sent. This meal reminds us of that, reminds us of our mission, our vocation. As Brian leads us in the book of Acts, what we see in the book of Acts, as Andy already said, is a bunch of frightened apostles, but they meet the risen Lord, and they take his life, and they transform the world with it. And that's what we've seen this morning, haven't we? Service Sunday, King City, a group of his people that know the risen Lord going out and transforming the world. This meal should remind us of that, our vocation. So participation, anticipation, and vocation. Maybe may these words make this meal come alive for you this morning. So let us prepare our hearts as we enter into this holy time by reading a confession together. So let's read this together. Ready? Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves, nor reached out to embrace those outside our circle as we should. We're truly sorry, humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us. We may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. And now, hear the good news from Psalm 103. Let's read it together. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Now receive this benediction. As God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, may you walk in them in the power of the Holy Spirit this week. Amen.